Hello, everyone. It's Andrew Bermudez over at Digzy, co-founder and CEO. Digzy, the listing service where you can list your properties for free as opposed to paying expensive listing services. I'm joined by my co-host, Natalie Wainwright from Logic CRE from Vegas. Say hello, Natalie.
Hello, everybody.
And I've got the wonderful and magical, and that's right, magical, Bucky Beeman
Magic
from Minnesota.
Oh, darn Vikings. Yes. This is Realty Growth, Rochester, Minnesota.
There you go. Okay. Great to have you guys. You guys are awesome. All right. Today's topic is actually really, really exciting. And it kind of came out of our podcast last week. And it's how we use LinkedIn and social media to break into large accounts. So as Natalie likes to say, tools for titans. And since Natalie is fantastic at this, I'm going to let Natalie run with it. But before that, I'm going to preface by saying most brokers that at least I know, probably like 1 out of 10 uses LinkedIn. And if they use LinkedIn, they don't have the premium account. And look, we're not sponsored by LinkedIn. In fact, if they want to sponsor us, great, because that way we don't have to pay to be able to use this tool. But it's something that has changed a lot of our lives. And look, I'm not a broker anymore. I'm in commercial real estate on the technology side. But I even use it today to help our salespeople break into large accounts to upgrade their subscriptions. And also I use it because we do fundraising to raise venture capital and angel investment for our company. And I use LinkedIn quite a bit. So Natalie, how have you used and what are you using on LinkedIn to really break, you know, identify a large tenant? How are you identifying a large tenant? How are you using LinkedIn to kind of go to the next step and try to get a meeting or trying to at least warm them up to take a meeting? Can you take the lead on that?
Absolutely. So I think you're being generous when you say that 1 in 10 brokers using LinkedIn. I think it's probably 1 in 50. I am amazed by the lack of brokers using it. I definitely think that we need more of you. So I use Sales Navigator. I'm premium. It's the best $80 that I spend every month. I think everybody should be doing it. Look at you, Bucky. I think it is the best $80 that I spend. I have access. It's basically a room, so I could walk into a room and be talking to, let's say, 500 professionals that I want to do business with. So when I put out a piece of content and it says, I think when I announced my move over to be VP at Logic, I'm up to 64,000 views. That's 64,000 professionals that I want to do business with, whether it's a co-broker, VPs of companies, directors of real estate, that's 64,000 people. So how do I use it to source business? Sales Navigator is a complete different program than LinkedIn. You go to like this motherboard screen where I can search. So I can search by titles of company. I can search by how many years they've been at the company. I can literally categorize by exactly what I want and add tags. And then I get alerts when those tags have post, so I can see when they update and I can go. And I'm genuine. I don't just click like to click like. I read their posts, and if I agree with it or I think it adds value, I can then engage with that content. So let me give you an example. There is a local leader of a tech company. I noticed that he's like a breath of fresh air. I really like what he posts every time that he posts. So I engage with his content. I shoot him little messages. He kind of ignores me. But then I find his email address on his LinkedIn. I think I might only have access to it because of my premium account. I'm not quite sure. You guys would have to tell me if you have access to email addresses.
I know that on the free version, if I'm connected with a person, like if we are a first degree connection, and you click in, it will give you the email address.
Email address.
Now, were you connected to the person? Like, had he accepted?
Yeah.
Okay. So then that's giving you. So I don't know. I'll play around with it. But that's actually a really good question. I don't know.
Yeah. So I sent him an email, and it was great. His response was, "Gosh, I knew your name from somewhere. I had to go into my LinkedIn and see if I recognized you. Do we know each other?" And I was like, "No, we don't know each other, but you seem like somebody I want to know." And he said, "You know, full disclosure, I don't need any help with my real estate right now, but, you know, sure, we can grab coffee." And so we have coffee set up. I think I mentioned this on the last podcast, but it just creates this warm this warm vibe where you're able to see what they're about, they're able to see what you're about. And then another byproduct of LinkedIn is that they'll connect with you. Maybe you don't, they don't ever respond to, hey, have a nice day when you, they accept your request, but you're able to, after an ongoing, I do a lot of content. Maybe I do 2-3 times a week because I don't want to inundate it with market reports and other things because people get bored. But like if it's an update or if it's my birthday or something, they're reaching out, not realizing that I connected with them. We have no other, you know, maybe we have mutual contacts, but I'm connecting with you because I want to do your real estate, but they're reaching out to me to say, hey, happy birthday, or hey, congrats on the move. But they've created a bond with me unbeknownst to them because I'm just creating this content and they're following it over a year period of time. And then I can say, hey, how about we get coffee? How about we get lunch? So to have LinkedIn Sales Premium, so the Sales Navigator, you're able to search and find and literally cherry pick who you want in your room. And then those people are in your room and then you can make sure that you stay in front of them ongoing. I don't understand how it's only $80. I don't understand. And I don't understand why more people
more ideas.
I would pay more.
You know, especially for people who for new brokers, I mean, $80 can break the bank for that. I mean, we talked about the last time. I mean,
$80 is a lot of money. Don't get me wrong. $80 is a lot of money.
But you're getting the ROI where you think it's worth paying more if you had to.
It absolutely is. Yeah.
So let me do this, Natalie, because for those brokers out there and commercial real estate professionals who aren't familiar with the lingo, content, a lot of the words, a lot of the times can be misconstrued. What is a piece of content? Like, what is it? Is it an update? Is it a video? Is it a link to a website? And what does engage mean? So what kind of content, like what is the content and what does engaging mean? Can you give us an example?
How about Bucky answers this one? Because Bucky is so good. Do you want to answer that one, Bucky?
Sure, I'll take a shot at it. A piece of content can be so many things. I'll give you an example of a piece of content I saw this weekend that made me go, yes, that's a great piece of content. So Kyle, what's Kyle's last name? That's the restaurant broker.
Sierra?
Yeah, Sierra, yep. So he took his notes from his iPhone, wrote out new listings, put emojis on both sides of new listings, put the addresses, and then at the very bottom said, I also have confidential listings, did a screenshot of his note, posted it on LinkedIn, and I was like, that's a great idea for a piece of content because it's quick, it's simple, it's engaging, it's unique. You don't see people doing that. And so that's an example of content. My consistent piece of content is videos. So like we were just talking about cutting up this podcast, putting out 3 short clips of this podcast, pushing people to a link to the actual audio version of the podcast, doing a market update with the small business. I'm not a typer. I'm not a writer. So if I'm going to put any written content out, more than likely it's going to be in my notes now, just seeing Kyle's example. But a piece of content can mean so many things. Audio, video, pictures, or written form. It's basically whatever you
anything.
Want.
Anything.
Yes.
Anything. Yeah. Yeah. And great question, Andrew. And I do, like maybe a month ago, I would have laughed at that. Like, well, content's content, duh. But as somebody that's trying to learn TikTok, and I say that not to be funny, but there's this app on your phone, it's called TikTok. And you would think, okay, you're a grown up and it's an app, just figure it out. I have no idea how to use it. I don't understand it. And so I go to my teenage daughter and I'm like, can you just explain it to me? And she just starts talking and it's like she's speaking Korean. And it's funny and I'll laugh with her, but I genuinely don't get it. So for people that don't understand LinkedIn and they can't quite get started, my heart goes out to you. I get it. My advice on just starting with LinkedIn, you see what I'm doing. I have a lot of people that see what I'm doing. They go, what do I do? What do you do? Start looking at LinkedIn every day. Mirror what I'm doing. Mirror what Bucky's doing. Mirror what other people are doing. We don't care. It's the greatest form of flattery. Take what we're doing and mimic it in your market. Mimic exactly what we're doing verbatim. I don't care. Just get started. And the more you get started, I promise you it will get easier. It can be just share your market report. let's say you're an office broker, share your market report and say why that's interesting to you. Don't just put out your market report for the love of God. Okay, we get it. But so that's a little piece of advice. But say why the numbers are interesting to you. So if there's a 15% vacancy rate, maybe that's not really indicative of what's really truly going on in the market. Maybe there's some really crappy product that's never going to be leased because the, you know, there it's deferred maintenance. So you can talk about that and it's interesting. So just start slowly and put out a little piece every few days and maybe tweet about it at the same time. And Twitter's the same thing, but just put out a little something and I promise you will get easier as you go. And I'm trying with TikTok. And I feel silly and I feel stupid when I do it. And I wonder if people are laughing at me.
Don't feel alone.
And they probably are.
Don't feel alone. I was talking with Bucky. I was talking with Bucky probably like in December, and he brought up TikTok. And I downloaded it, and I don't think I knew how to use it right away. It was like the first time I tried Snapchat. You know how they Snapchat, like the first version, had like all these crazy gestures to use it. So my niece is, that's the way she communicates with me, is through Snapchat. And, or not now, now she's moved to Instagram, but it was, I did not get it. And you know, being in technology, I kind of feel bad because I'm like, I have to learn this. You know, and I want to learn it, most importantly. But so I'm going to pull the thread a little bit, Natalie, because I still think we're not quite crisp on what content is. So I'm gonna name a few examples of what I've seen you and Bucky do, and feel free to add some things. So putting a market report, like you're mentioning, you know, on your post it on LinkedIn, add the attachment, go, hey, a lot of this vacancy sounds high, but these buildings are never going to lease. There's about 1 million square feet with deferred maintenance, and the building should just really be torn down or something. I don't know. The next thing would be maybe put a quick video with tools like Loom or Vidyard, like the tools that Bucky's been using a lot, and I use them every day, where it's like this little widget that sits on your computer, and you're able to record your face and your screen, or one or the other. And you can go over like a brochure, floor plan, or if you've got a new property, you can go, oh, okay, I just listed this building. Here's what's interesting about it. Here's a map. And you can fire like Google Earth or just show like stuff on Yelp just to kind of add more context to the marketing material. That's another thing. And that can be a post, but video works really well for these things. There's also animated GIFs. I've seen really good brokers. I'm going to give a shout out to Brandon Carrillo at Lee & Associates in Long Beach. And no, it's not because I used to be a partner at Lee & Associates Irvine. What I see him doing online and on Twitter is really good. His marketing team basically puts together these animated GIFs, and sometimes I think they're videos too, where they display, instead of just posting like a little picture of the building, it's actually an animated GIF telling a story about the building. So things like that. Also status updates, right? Like just saying something, sharing an emoji or a funny picture, but you gotta be careful.
Or a story in your market. Like I recently, over the weekend, I had a lady that was, I had a potential client that was very unkind, and I shared that story on LinkedIn. And it's not like a Facebook story where I'm like, you know, pitchfork. It was just sharing something that happened in my career. If you could share, because people do business with people they like. So to share something that's going on in your career, I want potential people that I do business with and to truly read and understand, I don't want to work with you if you're unkind to, you know, if you were being unkind to a homeless person, you'd be unkind to people that you work with, or you think you're better than the receptionist. If you think you're, I don't want to work with you. I will leave money on the table all day long if you don't, if you think you're better than anybody else. So that's 100% what I'm all about. So anything that kind of shows who you are, not to cut you off, Andrew, but anything that kind of gives color around who you are. I think there's so many brilliant people in any business. It doesn't matter what industry you're in. People do business with people they like. I'll say it again. Show who you are. If you have a market report, why is that market report interesting? I see people that do listings, and I love these people. Their entire Instagram, we've all seen it, is their listings. Okay? You go to their listing, their profile on Instagram, and every single picture is their building. Nobody cares. Not one person gives a shit. I love the people behind it. I want to see you standing next to your building. When you lease it, I want to see your face smiling because you just leased it. And then you can see, then people will start to care. Why do you care that you just leased it to a lady that's is gonna open a hair salon and change her and her family's life? Like, you know, like give a story, give a wrap it in a pretty bow. Yeah.
Apply them to your life. And yeah, that makes sense. Now, what are some big, what are some big no-nos on social media? Like, what about like sharing pictures of you at an event or sharing pictures with you and your family? And we're talking in the context of LinkedIn. Like, what are some do's and don'ts on there? And I want to start with Bucky first. Because he doesn't do, I mean, he does LinkedIn, but he's seen it from all different social networks. So he probably has some good feedback on that end. And then we'll move on to you, Natalie.
My personal thoughts would go, some of this is personal opinion. And I think there's some obvious ones that would come up that we would say definitely don't post. But honestly, some of it is personal opinion. I'll give you the example of our friend Eddie Gonzalez. He does an awesome segment called Tub Talk. And I think people would say, absolutely don't put that on social media. And what he's doing is he's sitting in a tub with bubbles all around him, just his face, that's it, talking about whatever's on his mind. And so it is personal opinion to a certain extent. Now,
he's brilliant. We agree on that, though.
He's brilliant because it is different and it catches people's attention and he builds a community and a following by being himself.
He's a wonderful person. Yeah.
Self. So I think one of the don'ts is don't be yourself. And what I mean by that is don't force yourself on social media to be different than what you are in person. Because if you're doing that, it is not going to lead to the most potential. And that is probably the biggest don't I would share is if you are not a suit and tie person, like some people right now say, Bucky, Andrew, don't show up in a sweatshirt and a ball cap online, because that is going to lead to people not taking you seriously and so again, be yourself on social media. Not being yourself will lead to your demise, I feel, is in my advice. I personally, and I don't get too much personal. Like I kind of follow the Gary Vee model. Like he doesn't share a bunch about his wife or his kids, and you wouldn't even, like, he's everywhere online. You couldn't pick his wife out of a room because they have decided that they're not going to show themselves personally online. So I think some of it is up to you as far as how far you want to go with your personal life online. And that's my style, is I try not to show too much personally, but I am myself when it comes down to what I put out there online.
Dude, I got to see these videos of Eddie Gonzalez. That's a brilliant marketing move because I'm writing it down right now.
You didn't know that? He's genius.
I've never seen that.
So he is nervous, I bet, to post it on LinkedIn because he has a different following than he does on Instagram.
I would never want him to post it on LinkedIn.
So, I was careful this week. Did you guys see that picture that I put on Facebook? I didn't put it. I think I put it on Twitter, but nowhere else. And it was there's this guy standing on like this this intersection, and he's just saying like this, and the name of the street is Butthole Lane. Oh, and I said, I wonder what houses in this part of the this part of the neighborhood go for. Anybody got comps?
Yes, I didn't see it. That's hilarious.
Well, I think that brings up a good point of every single social media channel is somewhat a different room, if you will. It's a different party.
Absolutely. It's totally different.
I took down a LinkedIn post this last week that was a tutorial, long form tutorial. And one of the reasons I did it is because I realized after I did the tutorial, you could see a check on my desk, and not that it's my checking account's going to get hacked, but I was like, I just don't like that check being in the shot. And I could see someone in LinkedIn having that same thought. And so I took it down on LinkedIn. And so
interesting.
That's again, personal opinion. But if it doesn't feel right to you, it's probably not right. I would say sometimes.
That's interesting. Yeah.
If you get to a level where you're super confident online, which I would say us three are relatively super confident, and I hit these points where it's like still not comfortable to have it in this certain platform, I still am one to kind of reel it back until
you
build up the strength, or I just figure, no, I'm not going to do that on that channel.
That makes sense. What about you, Natalie?
I would say social media kind of no-nos would, if you're a female, don't rely on the fact, if you do not rely on your looks for anything. Do not post anything in low cut. Do not post on, be a lady. always dress professionally. If you dress, you know, I post pictures with my kids. I post pictures where I'm going out for the evening. If I feel beautiful, if I dress sexy and I want to post it, I'm going to do it. I am my own person all the time. That's great. But there's different social media outlets for different things. On Instagram, I'm a little bit more myself. I'm a little bit more free flowing. I'm a hippie. I do whatever I want on Instagram. It's really me being exactly who I am as an individual, as a woman, as a mom. LinkedIn is much more professional. I definitely make it known that I'm a mother and the challenges that come along with that and other things. But it's much more of a professional forum for me. I see a lot of women that kind of use LinkedIn and they rely on the fact that they're beautiful or they rely on the fact that they have sex appeal. I do not think that that's a good idea. I think that if you post a photo where you are provocative and it gets a bunch of likes, you're getting the wrong kind of attention. And I also think that you're kind of, for the women, you're kind of stepping us back, the rest of us. And I really hate when I see that. Cursing, anything inappropriate. The picture that you just mentioned, Andrew, I don't think that's a good idea. I think it's hilarious. No. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Twitter would be funny. But yeah, LinkedIn, I really think that it's a professional forum. Even family shares, but like holidays, I think family share would be great. But I really think that anything that you put on Facebook, you probably wouldn't put on LinkedIn.
That's
usually a great... other than the holidays, I didn't share anything about my family, like happy holidays or my family. I thought about it, but I ultimately didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. For example,
it's professional. It's meant to share knowledge.
Yeah. Certain things you can get away with. So like, for example, on Twitter, like what I posted on Facebook, I didn't post on LinkedIn for obvious reasons. Right. It's only people that I know on my Facebook. It's, you know, you guys, it's family, it's people who have invited me. So they get a glimpse into, you know, things that I just observe.
And how your head works.
Yeah. I tend to have
a
sense of humor that some people find a little adventurous once in a while.
Yes. Okay,
so let's do this. I have LinkedIn open. Okay. I'm going to share my screen and you're going to walk me through all of this so that we can show the audience. And we'll describe it as we're going through. Natalie, describe it so that the people who are doing this on the podcast, not on the vlog, can understand what we're doing on the screen, okay?
Okay, so let's share my screen,
and you guys let me know when you can see it.
Okay, I see it.
All right, perfect.
Go to the sales nav.
Great, give me 1 second. I'm making it bigger so people can see this. So this is my LinkedIn, and then I got to go to Sales Navigator right here. This is the upgraded version of LinkedIn. So I click on that.
This is great for everybody. This is a wonderful idea.
So then it's asking me for stuff. What geographies? Let's just do Orange County right here, California. Just going to do that. And let's say I want to do commercial real estate. All right. And let's move down to this and self-employed. I want to target companies, anything over 50 employees and higher. You know, get done with that. What else? Let me just skip this step. And I don't really care about what the...
Oh, we kind of do. Can we not go back?
I don't know what I did here. Hold on.
Okay. Let's start typing a company name. Let's type in JLL.
JLL.
And okay. So what it's doing is it's trying to kind of give you a marker for companies that are kind of setting the standard in the industry. So we selected commercial real estate. So we'll just select JLL for fun. And then, so go ahead and do continue. You selected companies that are large, 50 employees and over. We're going to start an advanced search. Now, this is a feature that you only have access to in Sales Navigator. Filters over to the left is your best friend. So we can go through and select anything that we want. Now over on the left, see where it says seniority level?
Let me take a look.
Seniority level is under the company headcount. We want owners, partners, VPs, directors, CXOs.
What is CXO stand for?
I want to say that that's like financial.
Okay.
But good question. That's a good Google. So see how it gave us a chief investment officer? I want to say that it's like chief financial officers, COOs, the chief operating officers. I want to say it's all of them. But I have to Google. Okay.
X is like the placeholder for chief something.
All of the.
Yeah. Okay. What else do you want to do?
Okay. And then let's go down to function. Mm-hmm. Now, when I'm going through, like for tech companies, we're not going to do it. Let's go ahead and do real estate. Okay. And then title. So what I can do, Bucky, and why this is going to be great for you is we can, like, you can type in tech company, you can type in anything. Okay. And then let's go ahead and search. Let's make sure the JLL is not tabbed because we don't want to only be searching JLL.
Let me see.
So where's under companies, under relationship.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. It's got everybody. Okay. Nice.
And then let's get out of orange. Well, okay. I guess we'll stay in Orange County and then hit search.
Oh wow. And
so
it just,
save search up here or what, which one do you want me to click?
So there you go. We have 111 results for people just in your city that meet those requirements in commercial real estate. Now, why I use it is for tech companies, finance companies, law firms, and I can go through and only pinpoint directors of real estate.
Let's do that.
And so I also, okay.
Let's do that so we can show, I mean, that's going to be more relevant than, for example, we target people in the commercial real estate industry. But let me see how I can start this over. How do I
reset? Well, how about, you can do it probably right there. And the reason I say this is I just saw the director of Dick's Sporting Goods. So if you were to maybe add the keyword director or something like that, it might drill it down right into that.
Yep. Information technology services. Let me see. Internet companies would be another one for technology. Let's do that. And we're not going to do a specific company. We're going to do company headcount. So we want anybody 50 employees and higher. So we're going to do all of these. We're going to select them on the left-hand side.
Yep.
Just say we want to do, 50 to 1,000 employees. And seniority level, do we want to do that? Or do we want VP or do we just want to go after title?
Yep, do that as well. Do VP, director, and manager, partner and owner, and CXO.
And CXO.
Got
it. And then function. Do we need that?
Function. We want to do operations. Okay. And then title. This is where it gets really good, Becky. You can do director of real estate. Now, you're not going to want to do that for everyone because everybody's got a different title, but this is a good starting point. And then you can go back and unselect it.
Sweet.
So we can do development right there. Okay, cool. And now we see.
Wait. What did you select? Sorry.
I selected director of real estate and director of
development. And then we didn't put any what word am I looking for?
Let's do Orange County.
Well, I know. I think it's fine to just do no area. Let's not do any area.
Right. Perfect.
So this is 35 results in the U.S. So yeah, we really pinpointed it. And you only selected IT and internet, and tech companies is a way broader. There's probably like 20 more we could have selected. But this really, I mean, look at this. You've got the director of real estate for 35 companies right here.
Yeah.
And they're all seconds and thirds. And when you're, and this is another great premium hack, guys. If somebody's third, you can still connect with them. It's not an in-mail. And also you get 60 in-mails when you have a premium account. Included.
Do in-mails
that
work?
You don't even have to use. I don't use in-mails. I don't use them. Yeah. I don't need to pay to talk to somebody. I'm just going to connect with you. And if you don't want to connect with me, then that's fine.
I always feel like in-mails.
Everybody connects.
Are not that great. So right here on the right-hand side, we can actually save these people just so you know. So like, for example,
add a tag.
Yeah. You can add a tag. So like you might add a tag like customer, prospect, influencer, whatever you want. You can even make your own tag list too. And
list, you can save the search.
Yeah, you can save the search so you can always look it up. You can save this person as a quote-unquote lead or prospect, and then you can go after them. So, for example, I'm just going to add this individual right here, and I can add them to a list, and I'll just create, like, test list, for example.
Cool.
And see, I can message now. It's a second connection. What I usually do for my purposes, I'm not sure if you're doing this too, Natalie. Sorry, I got distracted there a second ago. Choose account. It's going to be Talos. Okay, cool. So for example, I'll go to these results and on the leads. And then what I'll do is I'll see how I'm connected to, let's say David is, once I'm done with my list of prospects and I save them to a list, I'll go to each person and I'll see how I'm connected to them. So usually what I'll do is I'll see some more information here. And it's been, I see that I have one shared connection, so I'll click on it. And I see that Mark Choi is a connection. I know Mark. He used to be at a real estate residential real estate company that actually just was in the news on Inman, Climb, CLIMB. So I can shoot him a note and say, "Hey, Mark, you know David. I'd love to get to know him. You know, he puts out great content, and would love to sit down and get some advice from him." Just you find a way. Unless there's a real estate event and you don't have the ability to connect with people about real estate, but it's all about the relationship. So what you want to do is you kind of want to develop a relationship with a person like Natalie's doing, like sit down for coffee. You know, a lot of us want to know how we can generate more business. And a great way to do it is, hey, look, I'm a broker and I'm looking to kind of, you know, go to the next level. You seem like a person that, you know, gets a lot of brokers calling and I like to improve my approach. Can I buy you coffee, sit down for 30 minutes and talk about kind of what you see in the market and what brokers are saying to you, things like that, whatever way you can do that. Or at the same time, you can do simultaneously what Natalie's doing, which is, hey, if you don't have a first connection with a person or let's say your first connection is not that strong to warrant them to want to make an introduction, then what you can do is you can like their content, comment on their content, be genuine. Like if it's not your sports team, don't say, "Oh, that's great that they won," right? Because that's just not transparent. And then you can just develop a relationship. But usually within the first 3-4 weeks of engaging with somebody, usually you have, depending on what the response is, if they're interacting with you or giving you a thumbs up or an emoji, you can kind of tell if it's time for a phone call, an email, or anything else. So I don't know if you have other things that you do, Natalie, since you use LinkedIn much more than other people. I mean, me and you are like the only ones really using it from like our group that we know. I'm not sure who else is using it like the way we do, but I'll let you chime in on that.
No, you nailed it. I love everything that you just said. And I love that we just did this tutorial. I think that it will, if people use it this way, you're going to 100% add value. You're 100% going to set appointments. It needs to be a tool in your toolbox. And a great thing is when you save these searches, when you save these lists, like for instance, I save every tenant rep in Southern California. If you sign up as a tenant rep after I save my list, I'm going to get an alert and then I'm going to connect with you. Because if you have a lead in my market, I want to be the broker on the other side. So I will send you, like, let's say Studley gets a new broker. I'm going to be the first to know about it because you're going to put it on your LinkedIn. And I'm going to send you a, hey, welcome to Studley. I hope, you know, congratulations on your new gig. If you ever need anything in Las Vegas, you know, don't hesitate to reach out, which is immediately, I guess, a right hook. But okay, you know, I'm offering a service. So there's just so much value to be provided. And the tags, like, you know, if I'm having like a slow day, which I can't remember the last time I did, I can go in and just immediately warm hit all of my tagged brokers, tagged hits, leads, everything. So it really is just a great.
You know what you can do? Actually, this is actually a great thing. So like, instead of like making it like a right hook and feeling uncomfortable in some situations, you can say, "Hey, Bob, congratulations on the new position over at Studley. By the way, Bucky, Andrew, and I put together like this great podcast where we show brokers kind of like our tips and tricks, and we interview other brokers on how to break through accounts. Here's the link. If you ever need anything in Vegas, let me know, but at least you're drawing."
That's a great idea.
Yeah. So at
least that's a great idea.
So that they, you know, it doesn't so much feel like an ask, even though it's not an ask. It's kind of like a congratulations, by the way, let me drop a little bit of value here.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
So I'm looking at the Sales Navigator options that are the different plans. There's career, business, sales, and hiring. The difference, I think business and sales are the two ones you would select from. The business one is $47.99 a month. The sales one is $64.99 a month.
You need the sales one.
Okay. It's how come I'm paying? Sales. I don't know.
Navigator. Yeah, it's Sales Navigator. So you want to pick the $80 one. You want to pick the Sales Navigator. That's what I'm on right now.
Okay.
I don't know which one.
It's just for like networking. It's not going to give you all this like, I mean, it's almost like they built like a CRM into LinkedIn, really.
So what you're trying to say, Bucky, is that I convinced you that easily. That's pretty much what you're saying.
Well, here's where I need it right now and in practical application is I have a franchisee to a well-known corporate entity that I don't want to share just in case my competition listens that I really, really want to contact. And I looked them up this weekend on LinkedIn, but I couldn't get to their contact. And it almost looked like they didn't maybe update much on LinkedIn, but anyways,
that's
just
not the only reason. I swear to God.
So like, but no, like that one's pressing me right now and I need to find his contact. So that's,
you know,
that's
what's a great for that is Rocket. I want to say it's Rocket Reach.
Rocket Reach.
Oh, so, it's the bomb.
Yeah. Rocket Reach. Rocket Reach. Check this out, dude. There's actually a couple of them. There's Rocket Reach and
Zoom Info is really good.
Zoom Info is really expensive, but you can also do Find That Lead. And for example, let's say I'm trying to like give it a try, you know, apple.com domain. Let's say I want to do
Bucky, you can just send me the name, darling, and I can look it up for you.
The subway.com is showing me the name for Timothy and all that stuff. It finds the email addresses and contact info.
I gotcha.
Same thing.
Oh, yeah. I just looked up Rocket Reach because I signed up for that this weekend as well. It popped up in the Google when I was looking at his name, and sure enough, here it is. Email, phone number,
did
love it.
It popped up in the Google. It popped up in the Google.
Rocket Reach popped up in Google, and then from there, I signed up, but I couldn't find it on the Google. Yeah.
It popped up on the Google. Yeah, let's go put this picture on the line.
On the line. Yeah, on the Google.
What was that, the internship? That movie?
You guys realize that we just gave out so much secret sauce in this video, right? Like, we just...
Dude, it's awesome.
I actually I need to go... have like a little bit of a like a margarita or like a martini. I mean, we just gave out and then you pulled up your screen and we showed people how to do it. So,
a full disclaimer, Natalie Wainwright gets 20% of your commissions when you close a deal using these tactics.
Oh my God, and mercy. how to post content, what to post. You can just follow me and do exactly what me and Bucky do and Andrew, and then this is how you use Sales Navigator. Okay, I think I'm gonna go home and take a nap.
All right, I think this is a good place to end, guys. Great, so see you guys next week. And
yeah, absolutely.
Thanks for sharing, Natalie and Bucky. You guys are awesome. Bucky, let us know how you like Sales Navigator. If you have any questions, reach out to Natalie or myself, and happy to help.
Sounds good.
All right, guys.
Bye, guys.
Great.
Bye, everybody.
Hope you guys crush it and make $1 million just this week. Next week, you guys make another $1 million.
Exactly.
All right. See you, everyone.
Bye. Bye.